Hi friends, today we continue to be in our sermon series titled Meeting God at a Crossroads. And you know that we began this series last Sunday, and it's a series that Jim Hook and I have been preparing and working on as we think about our own crossroad moments, our crossroad seasons. And we all know that we had a outside worship party prepared for August 7th, and it was rescheduled to August 28th, and it just happened to be that we were going to be in this sermon series, and it just happened that we had prepared Jim to be preaching on that day, and so he will be preaching, and I'll be sharing a story to the children with a special blessing of the backpacks. And it's incredible to believe that school is very close, school is around the corner, and so we'll be having an amazing moment on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, August 28th at 9:30 at Lovemeyer Park. And so I've been walking alongside with Jim Hook and listening to his story, talking about crossroads seasons. And one of our conversations has been about complex choices that we make, choices that may not have a wrong and right label right beside those choices, and decisions in life that often we don't see their implications until much later. We don't see the results in short terms, but we see the results at a long-term basis. And so we continue to be in this journey of thinking, discerning, reflecting about meeting God at a crossroads. The last month of being appointed to Crossroads United Methodist Church, I've listened to a lot of examples of crossroad moments, crossroad seasons. We've heard about welcoming a new baby from families here in our congregation, celebrating anniversaries, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 40 years, an anniversary that we had last Sunday, you know, that we celebrated with Jim and Patty. I've heard of different kinds of crossroad seasons. And one of the things that I've listened to is how God has been so critical in that crossroad seasons, that God has used these crossroad seasons to bring unexpected people together, to bring people together in unexpected places, to have certain people be part of these crossroads seasons. And so as we begin this sermon series, I framed the sermon series. I saw it as an advice from a tree. Trees have good advice. And so as a sermon series, it is like a good advice from a tree. They're everywhere. They're beautiful trees and they're everywhere, but sometimes we can grow numb to the presence of trees. Sometimes in our daily lives, we are so busy that we forget that there is a lot of trees, a lot of nature beauty around us. And so something similar happens to good advice. And so we said that this sermon series is a reminder for all of us, even as your pastor, because what I say often is that sermons need to preach to me first, to me and my family. And so it's a reminder that God is with us in the ups and downs, that God is with us in our crossroad seasons, as beautiful as they can be, because there's crossroad seasons that are joyful. There's also crossroad moments full of grief, of pain, of suffering. But God is there with us every step of the way. I appreciate the small things. Often in life, it's about the smaller things. And I have appreciated the bracelet that Pastor Scott gave to me. And I've appreciated this whole transition that in many ways, it's a crossroad season for my family and for us. It's a new beginning. It's a new start in a season of life where it does feel like we're relaunching, restarting, not only in the life of the congregation, but also in our families. in what we would like to think that is a post-COVID season. And so then we dived in into the story of the people of Israel in Jeremiah. We saw Jeremiah 6:16, the advice that God gives. And it says, "Thus says the Lord, stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way lies and walk in it and find rest for your souls." And it was actually Ruth, Margot's sister, who came up to me after service, and she came up to me and she said, "You know, Pastor, you did not mention the last part of the verse, and it's that they did not walk in it." And indeed, the last words of that Bible verse of 6:16, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, it ends with a dramatic phrase, "We will not walk," and they said, "We will not walk in it." They didn't follow the advice. They were stubborn, just like we have been in our lives as well. And we sometimes are our best enemies. And so the people of Israel are living this crossroads season of their lives. There is such a good advice from God that says, stand, pause, see, ask and walk in it. And yet, as good as it is, as practical as the advice is, the people of Israel don't follow. And sometimes for us it's a bit easier to look at the faults of others, and it's a little harder to look at ourselves. And so sometimes it's easy for us to look at scripture and say, "Well, you know, it's, come on now, why didn't they do it? Why didn't they follow God's advice?" And I share with you an example from kayaking. For those of us who love to kayak, there is this re-entry roll technique. It's a self-rescue technique that allows us to get back up whenever the kayak has flipped over. And so the advice or the technique is very simple. It may be harder in practice, but it says, you know what? If the kayak flips over, continue to be in the kayak, and you gotta paddle in a certain way, in a certain motion, that will allow the kayak to flip back over. Now, if you look at the technique, it is saying that we will continue to be in the kayak, flip up, upside down, and that we will paddle upside down, underwater. And so, as effective as this kayak strategy is, it can bring a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety to kayak, to paddle upside down. Can be harder in our lives because we return to our instinct, to our human response, which is get out of the kayak. And so often God's advice, God's recommendation is for us to do something that we hadn't thought of before, that is not second nature to us. And so it's not that our survival instincts are wrong, but God is sometimes in our crossroads seasons encouraging us, motivating us to relearn other ways of coping, relearn other ways of overcoming, of dealing with pressures, with stress of our lives. And so God's advice to the people of Israel in that crossroads season of their lives, as challenging as it was something that God was calling them to do. It requires trust. It requires courage. It requires resilience. And it can only be found in God. And so today, we're diving into the story of Bartimaeus, a story that is very popular, a story that many of us have heard. It's a story where there is a man who is Bartimaeus. We know that he had been in a homeless situation for a while. We know that he is on the road. Jesus is coming with the crowd of disciples and followers of Christ. And then Bartimaeus doesn't want to wait. There's something that he hears, and even though he cannot physically see, he sees an opportunity. He uses his other senses, he has intuition, and he goes for it. He goes for this opportunity to seek for healing. And now, there's two different things between curing and healing that we will see in the gospel. And so, in this crossroad moment of Bartimaeus, he recognizes, and we don't know how long he has been waiting on the road. We don't know if it's been years. In that society, people with disabilities were often ignored, were often abandoned, were often neglected. So we don't know how many years Bartimaeus had been on the road, and we don't know what pushes him forward. So he cries out to Jesus, calling him, and the crowd rejects him. And Bartimaeus persists. Tito and I went to a football game. We watched the Norskis against the Warriors, the Forest against Wanakee. It was a high school football game, and it was a very tight game. At some point, a little after the halftime, the Forest team was catching up to Wanakee. It was 34-35, and it was a very dramatic end. After two interceptions, the Wanakee team was able to widen their lead. But you could just feel it in the crowd. All of a sudden, the Wanakee team was full of anxiety and fear. Can it be that they're going to catch up? And then the Forest team is trying to catch up. The Wanakee team is trying to keep their lead. And everyone is trying to seize their moment to win the game. And so Bartimaeus, in many ways, he feels that way. He's going to seize his moment. But this is not just about winning a game. This is about his livelihood. This is about what he cherishes the most. And so he keeps on insisting. And so there are crossroad moments of despair, of loneliness in our lives. And then suddenly and unexpected and casually, we cross paths with Jesus. So there are moments of our lives that we know this is the moment. This is the worship service that I'm going to ask God to heal me. This is the moment. This is the service opportunity where God is calling me to cross paths with those who are in need. And so there are stories of belonging everywhere. Stories where people are seeking to look for places where they can belong. There are questions that we have had of faith, where Jesus crosses our paths and where there is hope. And so there are crossroad seasons also marked by rejection, by those who say they follow Christ. And God is calling us to persist. God is calling us to not give up. And so what's interesting in the text is that the same crowd that rejects Jesus is the same crowd that receives Jesus. And so many of us probably have been part of experiences with people who are following Christ, who make mistakes, and who unfortunately reject others for many reasons, due to their demographics, due to their race, due to probably some sort of interdynamic relationship that ended up bad. And so unfortunately, we have seen that in our lives. And interesting is the same crowd that receives. So there is hope. There is transformation. The crowd experiences some sort of transformation and receives Bartimaeus. I think of the quote by Mahatma Gandhi, who says, "I love your Christ, but not your Christianity." And so how is it that we can look at ourselves and in moments where we feel like we have rejected others due to whatever reason, that we are led and we are called to receive everyone? And so I often look at the historical markers of our country, the civil rights movement, how many years, decades in the making, a century perhaps in the civil rights movement that culminated in the civil rights movement of the 60s. This persistence of advocating for the rights of others, or also the women's rights that led to women voting in the 20s, for the LGBTQ rights that just have culminated within the last decade that gave the right for people to get married, no matter whatever challenge they had. And so as we look at these movements, they give us hope that we are striving to inclusivity, we're striving for human dignity, we're striving for the rights for everyone, and it doesn't happen quickly, it can take a long time. And finally, there are crossroad moments where we are called to leave what's comfortable behind and follow a new path, and we can see it with Bartimaeus, and it goes back to that theme of curing and healing that in the text, some theologians have said, you know what, the transformation moment doesn't necessarily happen at the curing, where Jesus cures Bartimaeus of his blindness. But transformation happened whenever Bartimaeus was included. It's when the crowd includes him. That's when transformation happens. And often, we as able-bodied people tend to confuse curing and healing. Sometimes people can continue to have a disease, but that person has been healed, or a disability. And so often as able-bodied people, we make that mistaken. So in the text, transformation happens whenever Bartimaeus is included. And also, even Bartimaeus is taking these steps as a disciple, and he has the cloak, and he decides to take his cloak off. And people who have worked in homeless ministries know that the little bit, the things that people in this situation have are so dear to them. And so just to see Bartimaeus take these steps of faith, that the cloak perhaps may have been just one thing, just one of small things that he had. So the cloak was so precious for him. The cloak was something that was so valuable for him, and yet he decides to let it go. And it might have taken him a lot, even though we say, well, it was just a cloak. But for him, it meant a lot. And so we're called to leave what's comfortable behind, whatever that is for us, to leave it behind, to walk forward in faith. And so God is calling us, whatever way God is calling you now. Whatever three of the statements that you have read today, whatever God is calling you to leave behind, whatever God is calling you to do at this moment, in this crossroad season, as you reflect about your crossroad seasons of your life, I pray that you have the courage, that you have the hope, that you have the assurance that God is with you, and that you also have a community standing right beside you, a welcoming, engaging, inclusive community that is ready to walk in solidarity with you. And that we can also be people who can accompany others in their crossroad seasons of their lives. And so let us pray as we think and meditate about God's word today. Wonderful God, you see us as we are, and we just pray for your strength, for your courage. We pray for your peace in this moment, and we pray for our community in Crossroads United Methodist Church, that you can be the one guiding us, that you can give us what we need to confront these crossroad seasons of our lives, that you may put in us that resilience that you did with Bartimaeus, that you continue us to help us to advocate for equal rights, for dignity, for humanity. We pray that you allow us also to cross paths with you in casual and unexpected ways. We open ourselves up to your mystery of love. Allow us to connect with other people who may be different than us, and allow us to be the Christ for them. All of this we pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.